Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Lord It's Listers podcast. Today, I am joined by Izaz Ali and Owen White, who's going to enlighten me about heads of terms of leases. So, good afternoon, both.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just to kind of start, heads of terms really relates to commercial transactions. They can either be for leases or for sales, but they're basically the foundation, the kind of structure before the documents get drafted. So they kind of incorporate the key kind of terms that the parties want included and have signed off on, and then it can get forwarded to us, and then we can plug away and start drafting the documents. These can contain simple things like rent provisions, when it's going to be paid, service charges, if they're included, included terms such as break dates, so the tenant can escape the lease in after a period of, say, 6 years, if there's a provision for it, and so on and so forth. Obviously, there are kind of commercial concerns in relation to these clauses being included, especially in relation to leases, and that's why they're key to be agreed on right at first instance rather than later on down the line.
So it's like the pre-contract contract.
Yeah.
It's all the important bits that everyone needs to make sure they're happy with before you then get into drafting the documents.
Yeah, because otherwise you get what's known as kind of the battle of the terms. So say I've drafted a lease, I've sent it across to the other side solicitor, then they'll put in their inputs, and where things haven't been negotiated or agreed properly, we're constantly changing and including and removing terms that the each other has drafted. And then that obviously extends the process. So to kind of get through a transaction faster,
yeah,
these things are kind of so important to have agreed and set out before solicitors even instructed.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, obviously, in terms of cost, time is money. So the simpler the agreement can be from the outset, the cheaper it should then be to draft the documents.
Yeah, I think that's a very crucial point, because I think normally that's wherein the problem lies, because we're in a sort of cost-conscious marketplace where people are keen to assess the cost of what the transaction is going to cost them, and the drafting of the documentation and everything else. And if key terms can be agreed at the outset, it will no doubt save, as Owen, you've highlighted, on the long run. One other thing I was going to mention was a lot of the sort of heads of terms that come across to us from good commercial agents, they put together the heads of terms to a large extent themselves, so they'll have details of, the property address, who the landlord is, who the tenant is, what the terms are of the tenancy, the rent, and as you mentioned, a key one for any given tenant is the break option and get out of jail card, amount of deposit, issues to do with insurance, who's insuring what, when, who's meeting the legal costs, timing of the transaction, when it's to happen, any sort of special conditions, extra parking or a break option or reduced deposit after 3 years of no known breaches under the lease and the likes.
Yeah, and it may even just cover general terms of the contract that are going to be agreed between the parties in relation to a sale, and then what happens if there's a potential kind of default in agreement that might be covered in the heads of terms. So it's really kind of a synopsis, cover-all document that starts off the whole transaction process in kind of commercial sales of properties and lease transactions.
Sure. One other point I was going to mention was on the topic of heads of terms. So from sort of my day-to-day look at this, I would look at this from a business sale point of view. And a lot of what we've sort of covered here, so just in relation to this, so, having the details of what the company is, their company number, the split of shares in the company, who the directors are, who the shareholders are, the timing of the transaction, the amount payable, whether there's some sort of cash converted to loan amount, i.e. so on completion, they don't get paid out all of the money, they get paid out X percent of the money, and the rest of it is a loan that they've given to the company to help the company sort of trade, whether there's some restraint of trade, i.e. once you sell to us and you go sail off in the sunset, you're not allowed to do a competing business against us. You're not allowed to sort of tap into the database of all the customers and clients that we have. All that sort of information, and then who the key employees are, who they're going to retain, whether any of the employees are going to let fall on the wayside, the provisions of 2P, and then any sort of other special conditions and declarations. That is something that we'd expect to see in heads of terms on a commercial sort of business sale side. So that, in my mind, that one document is a good sort of snapshot of what the parties intend, and it's a good point of reference for people, for lawyers and accountants to go to say that, well, okay, your transaction, what's been agreed so far? And they can look at this one document and say, right, okay, that's what we agreed. And yes, there'll be areas that they've not addressed, and they'll need lawyers to sort of fine-tune the process and interpret what's been set out there as to terms of an agreement, and likewise from an accounting tax perspective.
Yeah, so when clients come to us and say, I want to lease this property for my business, do they need to come to us with all of this information? Have this all this decided? Mm. Or is it something that we would sort of advise them on together?
Not all the time. Sometimes we've even drafted heads of terms or included things that the client wants to include before it's even agreed between the parties. Then we'll get in touch with the agent, who will then circulate it between both parties. And so long as the buyer or tenant is kind of in agreement, that's when the whole kind of process starts. So
yeah,
in a sense, it's not just the agents who would draft the heads of terms. It might be ourselves or another solicitor.
I mean, so again, switching it back to the commercial side, on a typical sort of business sale or acquisition, there's a lot of upfront costs. So there'll be the idea of negotiating the heads of terms. But a given buyer will say, well, it's going to take me some time to have a look through your accounts and get my accountants to review the position, look through bank statements and cash flow forecasts and what have you. And then from the legal angle, looking at the premises that they're occupying, the sales contracts that they've got, the purchase contracts that they've got, the staffing issues. And, you know, you pick various areas. But in terms of having an overview and carrying out due diligence, there's a lot of cost and expense associated to it. So it makes perfect sense to have some heads of terms in place in which you are given a window of opportunity, often referred to as a period of exclusivity, from the seller to say, for this amount of money that you're giving me, a non-refundable sort of, you know, £5,000 deposit or £10,000 or whatever the amount is, I'm going to give you 45 days to carry out all your due diligence, get all the paperwork together, and then for you and I to sign on the dotted line, acting reasonably in relation to this. And then you know as a buyer that your investment with spending money with lawyers and accountants and you trawling through the business and meeting clients and going through all of that sort of process, you've got a purchase virtually guaranteed at the end of it, subject to everything ticking all the boxes and your legal and accounting and professional advisors all saying, yep, it checks out okay, you know, nothing major that we've uncovered. And more to the point, you know, you look at that level of risk and assessment and you're happy in your mind as to exactly what you're buying.
Yeah, very important, I think, for most clients. You wouldn't want to be sort of ploughing time and resources into something without having that, like you say, period of exclusivity. Without it, you're sort of on dodgy ground that potentially there's someone else that you don't know about that's going to sort of pop up and pull the rug from under your feet. So yeah, definitely something to make sure that you have in place.
Yeah, and another thing is that sometimes we come across a situation where a bit like an auction pack to do with property, but on a business sale, the seller gets together his accounts and information list and, you know, sample contracts and what have you, and he effectively provides a lot of this information up front, but they set a deadline and they'll issue that pack to several potential purchasers and say whoever is willing to sign on the dotted line by a certain date, or whoever's sort of first to the post Pip to the post to sign up, we'll sell the business to them. So there are situations where the heads are still pretty much in that format, but in terms of an exclusivity, they say, well, look, it's a three-horse race here. There's another two buyers, and we really want to get this wrapped up within this period of time. So, you can't protect yourself against that, but at least the seller there has been open and upfront, and you're clear on what you're buying and what the time frames are as to what you're working to in terms of deadlines.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. So, yeah, when it comes to commercial contracts, get in touch if you want to lease a property, and we can give you that advice as to what you should be including. Come to us obviously with your needs and wants and wishes, and then and we can put that together in the document for you.
Yep.
Perfect. Anything else either of you would like to add?
No, nothing really.
No. Thank well, you. It's been a pleasure to have this chat, and thank you for joining me. And website as always is lauded.co.uk. all our contact details are there, so if you've got any questions at all, then please do get in touch. Brilliant. Well, thank you both again, and bye everyone. Speak to you soon.